Welcome to episode 1380 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. When Jesus teaches about the sixth commandment, he does something radical. He does not simply affirm the old prohibition, he deepens it. He shows that the commandment is not just about external acts, but about the internal attitudes that produce violence. Listen to what he says in the Sermon on the Mount.
You have heard that it was said to the ancients, "You shall not murder, and whoever murders will be subject to judgment." But I say to you that if you are angry with a brother or sister, you will be liable to judgment. And if you insult a brother or sister, you will be liable to the council. And if you say, "You fool," you will be liable to the hell of fire.
Jesus is not abolishing the old law. He is revealing what the law has always been about. The commandment forbids murder. But murder does not begin with the act. Murder begins in the heart. It begins with anger, with contempt. Begins with the moment you decide that another person is worthless. Jesus identifies a progression. It begins with anger, the internal emotion. It escalates to insult, expressing contempt verbally. It deepens to calling someone a fool, a complete dismissal of their humanity. Each stage moves further from the act of murder, but closer to the heart of it. Each stage represents a choice to devalue another person. Each stage represents a step toward violence. This is crucial. The law against murder has always been about protecting human dignity. But you cannot truly protect human dignity by merely forbidding the final act. You must address what comes before, the attitudes that make violence possible. Jesus is saying, "You think you are righteous because you have not physically killed anyone. But look at your heart. Look at the anger you harbor. Look at the contempt you express, how you speak about others. This too is a violation of the commandment. This too destroys life." Why does Jesus begin with anger? Because anger is where violence is born. Anger in itself is not sin. Jesus himself experiences anger, righteous indignation at injustice, at hypocrisy, at the desecration of the temple. But anger that festers, that is cultivated, that becomes obsession. This is dangerous. Remember Cain from earlier in Scripture. His anger was legitimate in a sense. He felt rejected. He felt shame. But when he allowed that anger to grow, when he did not rule over it, it led to murder. The sixth commandment, understood deeply, requires we attend to anger, that we notice it, that we examine it, that we do not let it fester and grow. But there is more. Jesus is saying that anger toward your brother is a form of murder, not literally, but spiritually. When you are angry at someone, when you hold that anger, you are treating them as an enemy. You are separating yourself from them. You are refusing relationship. This is a kind of murder, the killing of relationship, the destruction of the possibility of peace. From anger, Jesus moves to insult. Insult is anger expressed. It is the moment when you move from internal emotion to external expression. You speak in a way that demeans and diminishes, that attempts to make someone feel small. An insult is a small violence. It is the use of words as weapons. It is an attempt to injure with language. But insults accumulate. A single insult might be overcome. But repeated insults wear away at someone. They erode dignity. They harm the soul. Jesus is saying, this too is a violation of the commandment. This too is a form of taking life, not physical life, but the life of dignity, confidence, of sense of worth. In our modern age, insults have become casual. We insult people on social media. We mock them publicly. We use words as weapons and think nothing of it. But Jesus sees this clearly. Insult is a form of violence. It is a way of destroying another person's sense of worth. Then Jesus mentions calling someone a fool. This is not merely an insult. This is a complete dismissal of the person's humanity. A fool is someone without reason, value, or worth. To call someone a fool is to say, "You are beneath contempt, not even worth my anger. You are simply worthless." This is the deepest form of violence because it attacks the very foundation of human dignity. It says, "You don't matter. You are not a person worthy of respect. You are nothing." The Pharisees were experts at this kind of contempt. They looked at people with disdain, dismissed them as sinners, as unclean, as beneath them. And Jesus repeatedly condemned this. Not because he was soft on sin, but because contempt destroys. Contempt kills the possibility of redemption, of relationship, of healing. Jesus is describing a progression because he understands how violence actually works. Violence does not appear suddenly. It is the end result of a process. First comes anger, the internal decision to see someone as an enemy. Then comes insult, the external expression of contempt. Then comes dismissal, the complete devaluation of another's humanity. And finally comes the act, the physical destruction that is the logical conclusion of seeing another as worthless. When you have moved through these stages, when you have hardened your heart, when you have dehumanized another person, murder becomes possible. Not inevitable, but possible. The internal work of murder has been done. All that remains is the external act. Jesus is teaching us to interrupt this progression. He is saying, do not wait until murder. Address the anger now. Deal with the contempt now. Restore the humanity of the other person now. This is why Jesus immediately follows this teaching with an emphasis on reconciliation.
So when you are offering your gift at the altar, if you remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother or sister, and then come and offer your gift.
Do not wait. Do not pretend the conflict is not there. Go and be reconciled. Make peace. Restore relationship. This is life-preserving. Reconciliation is the antidote to the progression toward violence. When you reconcile, you interrupt the cycle of anger and contempt. You restore the other person's humanity in your eyes. You restore relationship. Jesus is saying, the sixth commandment is not just about not killing. It is about protecting life, all forms of life, including the life of relationship, the life of dignity, the life of peace. What Jesus reveals is that this commandment has always been about the heart. It has always been about how you regard other people. Do you see them as human, as bearers of God's image? Or do you see them as less than human, as worthy of contempt? When you see another person as fully human, as bearing God's image, you cannot murder them. You cannot even sustain anger toward them. You cannot insult them. You cannot dismiss them as fools. But when you lose sight of their humanity, when you begin to see them as an enemy, as worthless, as deserving of harm, murder becomes possible. Jesus is calling us back to the root of the commandment. The commandment protects human dignity, all forms of it. The dignity of the other person, which we must respect. The dignity of relationship, which we must preserve. The dignity of peace, which we must pursue. In our modern world, we see this progression clearly. We see it in how people are dehumanized on social media. We see it in how certain groups are stereotyped and mocked. We see it in how contempt is cultivated and expressed. And we see where it leads. Contempt leads to violence. Dehumanization leads to harm. The internal work of murder, the decision that another person is worthless, leads to external violence. Jesus is calling us to interrupt this. He is calling us to see the humanity in those we are tempted to dismiss, calling us to pursue reconciliation rather than cultivate contempt, to remember that every person bears God's image. When you feel anger toward someone, pause. Don't let it fester. Either address it directly or release it. Don't nurse it. When you are tempted to insult someone, in person or online, stop. Ask yourself, am I trying to diminish this person? Am I expressing contempt? And if there is someone you have been in conflict with, take a step toward reconciliation, perhaps a conversation, an acknowledgement, a choice to see their humanity. The sixth commandment is about protecting life. Jesus shows us that this protection begins in the heart. It begins when we choose to see others as human, when we refuse contempt, when we pursue reconciliation rather than cultivate conflict. When we do this, we preserve not just physical life, but relational life. We preserve dignity. We preserve the possibility of peace. We preserve the conditions in which human beings can flourish. Violence begins in the heart long before it appears in action, but so does mercy. When we choose to see another's humanity, when we interrupt anger and contempt, when we pursue reconciliation, we are choosing life. Father, help us see the anger and contempt in our own hearts. Help us notice when we begin to dismiss another's humanity. Help us interrupt the progression toward violence by addressing what happens in our hearts. Help us pursue reconciliation rather than cultivate contempt. Help us remember that every person, bears your image and deserves respect. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.